Today is May 24th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we only have a few more days, my friends. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and mighty God of the universe. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the author and perfecter of our faith, the bishop of our souls, and the chief cornerstone. You're the divine redeemer and the everlasting Father, the fountain of life, and the good shepherd, the heir of all things and the image of the invisible God. You are Jehovah Rohi, the shepherd and the keeper of our souls. You're the light unto our paths and the lamp unto our feet, the master gardener. You even number the hairs on our head. You're the one true living God. You're a place of safety for us and quick to hear us. You are righteousness and slow to anger, triumphant and the upholder of our lives. You're the victorious warrior and the wonderful counselor. You're extra special. And your yoke is easy, and your burden is life. O Lord, thank you. You are the God of Zion. Precious King, we come before you with all the busyness of the end of the year. Lord, give us grace and mercy and peace to all those around us. Help us to show your way, the tenderness and mercy that doesn't come natural when there's much pressure. Show us, Lord, how to show you. And I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are battling all kinds of pressures. Will you give them supernatural understanding and supernatural peace that passes all understanding so that they remember that you are the Lord and show your glorious ways to those around them. Oh, Lord God, thank you for your help. We need it so, and we ask for it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Now, Peter was sitting in the outside court where Jesus was being interrogated and was accused three times of being one of the followers of Jesus. On the third denial, Peter remembered the words of Jesus. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 75. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 75. Praise God for his amazing words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Holy Ground by Passion. Here, as we wait, seek your face. Come and make your throne upon our praise. Here in this place, have your way. The moment that we see you, we are changed. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender, we fall down. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Here, not by power, not by might, but only by the cross we come alive. Here, we're undone, overcome. By heaven's love, reveal before our eyes. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender, we fall down. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender, we fall down. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Chains fall, fear bow. Hear now, Jesus, you change everything. Lives healed, hope found. Hear now, Jesus, you change everything. Thank you, dear friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this holy song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. And today, on May the 24th, we're going to be praying for the financial needs of our schools. And you can see across the nation as teachers are going on strike and walking out how desperate it is that teachers need more money, that schools need more money, or better management of those finances. And so we lift that issue up because it is prevalent in our times for sure. And so when 116 goes off, your alarm for 116 goes off, and you forget what we're praying about today, just pray. Don't worry. It's the idea that you are praying with hundreds of your brothers and sisters across the nation. That's a prayer of unity. It is a devout prayer. It's reverent, and it's very short. For who has a natural break at 1:16 p.m. each day? But we chose that time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth series that we read this school year. This one is called The Carpenter's Classroom, and it was written 18 years ago in 2000. Today's devotional is entitled An Administrator's Anger. The scripture Don chose is Ecclesiastes 10, verse 4. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Who has ordained, trained, and prepared us to minister God's love and knowledge to children in the classroom? Who created and is the author of our work in education? Is it God or is it man? Who is our primary employer? Is it God or is it man? As we must decide whom we are going to seek and serve first on the job, so also do we need to decide in whose report we are going to put the most stock and faith. Are we going to put our faith in the report of men or God? When our professional foundation is built primarily upon our faith and trust in our supervisors, vice principals, principals, district superintendents, school board members, and legislators, instead of God, we are greatly disturbed when the incompetent actions or anger of one of these leaders or groups rises against us. We are shaken by their anger or incompetence, and sometimes our first reaction is to return this anger and leave our posts, to quit, to apply for a position at another school, or even change our profession. I recall several years ago when the principal at the school where I worked gave one of the truly master teachers a poor evaluation for political reasons. I remember the teacher walked out not only on the principal's office after the evaluation, but also straight out of the school, got in her car, and drove off right in the middle of the school day. Praise God, she returned to school the next day. Our first response to unjust criticism of anger or of another is anger and flight. Another incident I recall occurred when a teacher representative was bringing a campus concern and a problem to a principal regarding an administrative decision that had been made. Although encouraging a friendly open-door policy regarding communication, the principal became very angry at the teacher and began shouting at her. The anger was totally uncalled for and misdirected. The teacher had come as a mediator and peacemaker between the principal and the staff. The concern the teacher was bringing to the principal was not even her own. When the principal was finished shouting, exhausted and red in the face, the teacher walked over to the principal, put her arms around her shoulder, calmly called her by name, and asked if everything was all right. The principal had been under much stress in both her professional and personal life at the time. This meeting ended with the principal in tears, apologizing to the staff member. We often forget that some of our administrators, our rulers, need the ministry forgiveness and love of Jesus just as much as the students we serve. Some of our leaders may be just as spiritually needed as the children we serve in the classroom, perhaps even more so. When we return love for anger, quiet gentleness for loud rudeness, peace for anxiety, competence for incompetence, and a trust in God for human fear, we are ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to them without ever audibly saying the name of Jesus or God. We don't consider leaving our job when a child or student makes a mistake or gets angry at us. Our administrators are just struggling children of God, just like the kids we serve in the classroom. We, as teachers, are also struggling children of God. We must respond to mistakes and anger as our Father in heaven has taught us. When we stand on Christ in our profession, we may be tested by the fire of an earthly administrator's wrath and anger. In the Old Testament, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were tossed into a fire because the ruler was angry at them, yet they were not burned. The Son of Man walked through the flames with them and protected them. Their witness helped bring the king to a love and worship of God rather than of self. Jesus stood firm while facing the wrath and anger of the ruling religious leaders of his time. He did not leave Jerusalem or apply for a wandering Messiah position in Babylonian ISD. He stayed and fulfilled his Father's will, although to do so was very painful. Perhaps you or a coworker are being tested right now in the fire of an administrator's anger. Take Solomon's advice. Don't leave your post. Respond calmly with love. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He is walking beside you in the fire. And that was our devotional for today, An Administrator's Anger by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. This one is from Dr. Seuss. A person's a person, no matter how small. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus in Matthew 26, verse 75. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. O gracious God, help us with the Peter in us. Forgive us for the Peter in us, and thank you for the Peter in us. Lord, help us not to ever deny you, though we do it without even knowing sometimes. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us abundantly as you did Peter. And then let us go forth as Peter did, bold and courageous and mighty in your word. Oh, Lord God, bless this day and all those who we touch. And we bless them because of you. In the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.